Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the mighty, mighty effing Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty. Pickles, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, listeners. Great to be here. We're up and about this morning.
That's it,
what's
mate.
Going on? Thank you for having me on, as always.
Yeah, that's it, mate. A few coffees across the road always does wonders, right? And you've got people sleeping in the booths. God love them, right? They've had a bit too much of God knows what. But anyway, we'll continue on. Herks, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, mate. Good morning, listeners. Good to be here. Just made it on time today.
I know you did burnouts in the car park, I saw. So
I
lovely.
Did, yeah. Like, got back to my roots as an 18-year-old.
That's the first time I've ever seen you be late to any... We weren't late. You're still early for the show.
Yeah. You're usually very punctual.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right.
Phone problems at the moment, but it's all right.
No, that's it, mate. It happens. It happens to the best of us. Trust me. Woz, how are you, bud?
I'm really good, Rusty.
You're looking very
good
sharp.
To be here, yeah. Well-dressed man. Someone's got to dress smart around here. At least I look smart.
Yeah, I was sort of getting a bit toey around you, mate. Look at you. Beautiful. Oh, what a beautiful specimen.
You're about to hear some real stuff, listeners.
And our special guest, Das. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, listeners.
Wow, straight into it, mate. Hey,
that's it. Yeah, can't wait.
Nah, awesome, mate. It's good to have you on the show, right?
Thank you very much for inviting me again.
Yeah, that's it. We sort of stuffed up, me and Herky.
We
sort
of said,
I've been on the show before. I go, Herks, we'll get Darcy. Yeah, no worries. And then I rang up Darcy. Darcy's like, I've been on before. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, well, you can come on again and give us the spell. Who
highly,
gives a shit?
Highly requested. Needed him back.
Yeah, highly requested. Anyway, we got a massive show. Massive things happening in our industry as usual. A lot of jobs coming up. You know, we'll run through what we usually do, go through our shows, all that sort of stuff, or what have you, or what jobs should I say, and continue on with business, and we'll get straight into it. And we got the big Marcus Pickles.
I'm feeling a little bit out of sorts. I've sat in Herc's seat today, so yeah, we usually sit over where Darcy is, but thanks for taking me seat, mate. That's all right. I'll forgive you. Yeah, no, good to be here, Rust. Yeah, we are settling into the year. What are we now? Almost in March, which is just crazy. So, yeah, really getting around to the jobs all through the east, the southeast. Getting a lot of phone calls from people saying sort of what's coming up in that area. Guys, obviously with the schools package being pretty light on this year, it is a little bit quiet through that sort of passage. But we do have the Casey Hospital that is kicking off. It's just kicked off for Icon. And then also Simon's got the one at Monash, which is also kicked off. Chad Oker out there. So, yeah, we do have stuff there, guys. And then through Richmond as well. I know that there is a lot going on through that passage as well through Richmond. But unfortunately, most of the work is in the north and the northwest. So, guys, there might be a little bit of travel if we are living down that way.
You have to call the Greek brothers.
You will, for sure, for sure. Exactly right. And Rusty as well. There is a lot of work through there. So, guys, unfortunately, there is most of the work is over that side, but at least there is work. I really have noticed lately that the phone calls for me anyway sort of have dried up a little bit with people looking for work. I know the start of the year and towards the end of last year, it was sort of like 10 phone calls a day of people looking for a job, which is hard. We sort of do feel for people in those situations, but it feels like a lot of companies are employing A lot of the mechanicals, a lot of the big sanitary companies as well. So,
well, D&E 70, Coombs is going to be doing about 180 sooner than later.
It's so massive, just isn't it?
Massive amount of numbers. And yeah, as you said, there's a lot going in my area, a lot in Herc's, a lot of Johnny's or Yarnies. And but yeah, you got obviously the warehouses and all that
Sort of
stuff.
Yeah, of course,
you've got
do.
The LU Simon one. Yeah. You've got a few little bits and pieces.
Yeah, we
going
do
on,
for sure. So yeah, and that's the thing people forget as well with the warehousing. It's you might have 50, 60 members out on these jobs, the big sort of chook sheds out there, as they call them. So there is still work there, but maybe it's not in your typical sort of tier one that people want to look into the whole time. But yeah, no, apart from that, mate, we are active. We are getting out there, and there we are. In 2026, 3CR is celebrating 50 years on air. Woo! How exciting is that? Thank you, Warwick. What's our little talking points? There we go.
Well, I've never seen them before.
Yeah, they're right.
This is all I'm going to talk about now.
Oh, great. He's got a box of about 10
all my ideas. Talk about for the next half an hour, right?
Exactly, yeah. Right. But yeah, we have been getting around and getting to all the jobs. As we say as well, guys, if you haven't seen us, which I quite highly doubt because I know that everyone is really, really getting out there and seeing people. But if you haven't seen us, we miss you. On one of those days we are at on-site, just let us know, give us a call. We'll come out and see you. Apart from that, Rust, that's me.
Lovely. And Herc's, my friend, how are you, buddy? There's always something going on in your area.
It's a lucky dip from the box, and I got, imagine this city without 3CR.
Yeah.
There you go.
It would be a horrible place.
It would be a horrible place. Just be 3AW.
Can I have a provocative one, please?
like Pickle said, my area is getting quite busy now. Airtrunk 2 got ticked off officially this week. That's another $1 billion data center in Tullamarine. So they're all coming. It's this one
crazy.
Is a monster. Along with Project June, that's been ticked off as well in Camberfield where the old Ford factory is.
Mm.
That's gonna be another monster as well. So watch this space. Like we'll have half our membership on those two jobs.
I had a contractor ask me about it yesterday, and I'm like, it's not in my area. I do not know.
Yeah.
Have your knife in your sock down there, brother? And your
Camberfield,
and a gun?
Yeah, I know. Jeez. It's like driving on the skyline again. the last couple of weeks have been very, very busy. Went out with you actually a couple of weeks ago. Russ for that job in Carlton, Hamilton Marino. Had probably one of the best toolboxes I've been a part of for a while with Mozzo out there for the CFM. The chief.
The chief.
He's the chief. Went back to his motherland and Samoa and got made chief.
I thought he was going to get in a pair of Speedos and start doing
He became a chief.
Hunting.
Became a chief, yeah.
Oh, legend.
Yeah.
Rep out there and it was a very entertaining toolbox.
He's a good bloke, mate. Got a lot
really
time,
good guy. We had about 30 members out there and we are looking for reps, if it keeps saying. And we put it to the floor and a bloke by the name of Ryan from Croft put his hand up and yeah, straight away, put his hand up. I want to do the role. I want to represent the members on this site. And so straight away, endorse him unanimously.
Yeah.
It's great to see.
Crofty had a heart attack. God love him, right? Said he's got no work. He's only got two people in the books to go out there. And there was 20 blokes from Croft.
Yeah.
So
which means I probably needed 40.
So. Yes, that's exactly right.
So, obviously getting around Parkville as well. There's heaps. The hospitals, Royal Children Hospital is still upgraded. Is kicking off again, the next stage. Mooney Valley, everyone drives past Mooney Valley now and calls me about that. What's going on there? That's in full swing. We've got the civil side of things, me and you, Warwick, went to. We've got Pad Civil out there. They could have potentially 30 blokes.
At Mooney Valley, it's a nice big civil job. What's that, Simmel?
Simmel.
Yeah. They've got plumbers on the books, but they always use our good contractors, and they've got a pretty good relationship with Pad. And, you know, if it comes to in-grounds, Pad are one of the best, so...
Mm.
It's good to see. It's good to see them going down the right path and get it back on track so the Cox plate can go back there.
Yeah, that's it. I want one of those fabulous jumpers, the Mooney Valley one. They were hot property.
Yeah.
Steve-O did those.
Oh, Tuna's ones.
Steve Mantello.
They were a bit retro too because they had the old plumber's logo on it.
Lovely.
The PTU.
There's nothing wrong with that, mate. That was a bit of class, mate. Yeah, bit of class.
Yeah, that's right. No, they were good.
That's it. No,
I've got one critique to make. These talking points are pretty average.
Whoa. I've got a good one.
Oh,
I was searching through that box.
They're all too long. maybe we need, for the next 50, we need to get some new talking points.
My talking point, this February, 3CR is aiming for 1,000 subscribers. And I would dare say that our listeners, being proud union members, would be just as proud to be part of 3CR, where we broadcast out of every fortnight. The MUA broadcast every other fortnight. You've got the Concrete Gang. You've got a proud link to union history here for the last 50 years. Proudly supported by all the unions, and the unions proudly support 3CR. So if you're out there listening and you're a proud member of our union, make sure you join 3CR and sign up as a subscriber, because if you've ever been in here, you'd know that it's running off the smell of an oily rag. It's like jumping in the cockpit of the Apollo 11.
Yeah, it is, man. It's just easy.
And, you know, they need all the help they can get. We do the radiothon every year, but it's not just that. If you can subscribe and resubscribe every year, it goes a long way for this radio station.
That's it. Every dollar counts, guys. Every dollar counts. So, but anyway, Herky, what else has been happening, my friend? Is that sort of the end of the report? Or?
Yeah, I'll just touch on, like Pickles said, like Pickles...
You grabbed that with force then, mate.
Yeah.
First time I've had to share... You're going to use two hands.
First time I've had to share a microphone. And that's life. Like Pickles said, all companies are putting on, all the big companies are putting on, and geez, even our hardest members are getting jobs. So, I've gone smoko. I know some of the boys are going a day. Some of the boys are going a week.
Yep.
But you know what? The instant poll. So, yeah.
We won't go on that, but yeah. I know what you're talking about.
If you are looking for work, yeah, hit us up now, because right now is the time. It's all about timing. So, give us a call. Give an all guys a call. Give Billy Ramsey, whoever, a call.
Billy Ramsey's got plenty in his area as usual.
Yeah, it's actually been a surprising start to the year. Typically... You look at the end of last year, where there was a lot of members going down the road. There was a lot of redundancies made, and I suppose the trend is that you probably won't get a start till after Easter, typically. But this year's sort of bucked that trend, and there are companies out there putting on in good numbers as well, and there's more to come. So make sure you've got your resume up to scratch. Call out, reach out, find out which ones are putting on, and get in contact.
I've got four people a job over the last week, mate. It's just, it's crazy. But the contractors ring us up asking. They go, yeah, do you have someone? Do you have some good members?
We've got good plumbers, hydraulics, mechanical, the whole works. We can point people in the right direction.
But yeah, that's it,
man. It's a good start. It's been very busy.
That's it. And
you and I got another trip up to...
Yep. Got the Lehman Brothers, mate.
All right, we get around.
Ding, 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 ding. Right. Go up to Wodonga.
Up the Ume. Up the Ume.
Yep. Nah, we got a meeting down there, obviously, Cook and Dowse at Albury.
Get the funds coming.
Get the funds going, all that sort of stuff, compliance, what have you, InfoLink, and obviously CBUS, the
giving
superannuation
them
of the choice.
To have a bit of a health check on their superannuation and
that's it.
And understand a bit more and some of the changes around it.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Go and talk about their new agreement that will be coming up. So, yeah, there's lots of things we're going to do down there. We're going to catch up with the CFMU down there, our brothers.
We've got the ETU coming along as well. We'll make a few stops along the way.
We're going to have to, mate. It is the ETU, right?
That's dangerous.
I might kick them out of the car halfway up there, just bang, straight out.
They're in their own car.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope so.
They'll be wearing a skirt.
But no, they're all right.
Yeah, we were talking about leakage before, weren't we?
it'll be a good trip. We'll make a few stops along the way, up the Hume, stopping a few of the jobs along the way. And yeah, we'll catch up with a few builders up there. There's a fair bit going on up in Wodonga coming up.
Yep, Wodonga Hospital, mate, $480 million.
That's
and then
huge.
Obviously CPB and Downer. They're going to start handing out the utilities package, or, you know, hydraulic, mechanical, and fire and so forth, roofing, all that sort of stuff is going to be obviously a big ticking point there, or ticking the boxes, one would say. So they're going to be nominating and doing what they do. Obviously, the builders open and honest and having that relationship with me and obviously the other union officials down there, and they'll be to the tune of $2.2 billion, as I've spoken about in the past shows, and obviously... we're going to be, obviously, more so, if anything, early works has already kicked off and sort of more so the bridges and so forth have been done on the first stage, and now it's going to be more so the barracks is going to be kicking on. And being a defence job, $700 million, as I said, for the first stage, Access are looking at it, and obviously Cook and Dowse it down there as far as hydraulics go, and that's sort of what we're going to be aiming at and looking at. And we will have a delegate down there, being one of those sort of jobs that will be a roll-on effect.
A big job, and it's not going to slow down. It's just going to keep growing legs. So.
100% it will, buddy. 100%. So.
And then I'll get to go all the way up to, where are we going after that, Pickles? Out to the Latrobe Valley? Check in on Marinus Link and a few other jobs out there as well.
Cannot wait, Was. It's going to be a nice little trip down there. When are we heading down there?
I might get a dash cam and... film crew and start doing tours around Victoria.
You might as well.
What's that show like? Melbourne weekend.
All the adventures. It's time to hit the road.
Maybe we'll chuck the boat on the back.
Yeah. Outdoor adventures.
Exactly. Call me Russell Coit.
Yeah, that's it.
Caravan.
Exactly right.
Yeah, actually, you got the caravan, yeah, mate. Off you go.
Tie on the van.
Whack it on the back, right?
Please. We could just sleep in the van, mate.
I only got one bed.
That's all right, mate.
I thought so.
Sharing's caring, right?
A couple of larger gentlemen in the caravan together.
Who's a big spoon? Who's a little spoon?
I'm definitely little.
Yeah, I won't say no. We won't go there, right? Elephant spoon, anyway. Anyway, we'll get.
How's Pran going, mate?
Yeah, Pran's going good.
Give us a report, brother. Yeah.
We're getting sort of towards the end of the project now. Well and truly at fit off stage. We got the mech boys putting on heads on the rooms. We've got the sanitary plumbers slapping in pans, and the roofers have slapped all the tin on the roof now. So yeah, we're well and truly getting towards the end of it. Numbers are slowing down now, but yeah, morale still stays high up on the job. Everyone's still enjoying themselves. The stick man from the CFMEU did probably one of the most entertaining Christmas toolboxes I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's a good speaker.
At the end of last year, it was amazing. We had an elf dressed up. We had a Christmas sled drive into the lunchroom.
Yeah, lovely.
We had Santa come and visit us.
Did Stickers dress up as Santa? No.
He did. Yeah. Good on him. Yeah, he was dressed up as Santa. He was our special guest. And we had our Peggy, Gary. He was dressed up as a Christmas elf.
Lovely.
We had him in a tent. And that's how we did the
Where's
raffle.
Where's this going? Yeah, this sounds like a video.
Yeah. You probably had to be there, but it was an arena spectacular. It was amazing to see.
It's all about that, the culture on the job, and if you have those characters in construction, it's what it's all about. And I'm sure the members loved it, mate. Well, so good on you.
Well, we say it all the time. You spend so much time on site with you know the other workers that if you can keep the morale high and get along and keep the respect up. The job is far more enjoyable, and it gets done, and it usually gets done safer because people care about each other. So hearing stories like that makes me a bit jealous that I'm not on site all the time anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, Stickers is one of the best, mate.
Yeah. Certainly reminds you of how much fun you used to have when you really got some time on a job.
Yeah, when you have those enjoyable times, and then you have a bad day, and you're like, thank God I'm not here.
100%. Yeah, no, the CFMU delegates on those social housing jobs are absolute champions. We work well with all of them. You know, South Yarra, you know, awesome out there. And obviously Pran, you know, doing a good job out there. So that's awesome, buddy. No. So
everyone seems very happy. And
it was his first job as a rep?
This is my first one as the rep.
Good work, mate.
Yeah, so it's been a really good one to have as my first one. So yeah, I'm looking forward to see what happens in the future.
No, you've done an awesome
job.
We've
sacked you already, so.
No, he's done a good. No,
one hit wonder.
Hey, we've had a few of them over the years. Don't worry about that. Right?
He's had more radio appearances than jobs. So.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. No, Darcy, you've done a good job, mate. Yeah, and obviously, you'll be going. I'll say it. I don't care. You'll be going that built job as well, which is awesome. $260 million. Which is Austin Hospital, obviously doing a bit of a revamp out there at the back. 47 stages, God love them, right? So you'll be a busy boy.
Yeah, definitely.
Smashing down one ward, redeveloping another one.
That's it.
So, you know, happy days.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Me and Wazza were out there the other day, looking at it. Right? You had so many numbers out there. You had one from Access. You had three from Alice and two from Contract Fire. So they're going
slow
well
down.
Out there.
Yeah.
It's a slow burn, right? That's but it, you'll get out there sooner than later, right?
Perfect.
It'll be a great job.
But, it will be awesome, mate. You know what I mean? Plus, you got Big Mickey out there from the CFMU. He's an absolute champion as well. So you like him, right? Big bulldog he is, right?
Yep.
But anyway, we'll kick over to a song. And what do we got here? The Beastie Boys, right? Fight for Your Right. Kick it! We'll be right back. And just like that, we're back. Fight for your ride, hey? There's a bit of that going on in the jobs at the moment, especially with our CFMEU brothers. God love them. So, but we're getting around with them and doing what we do. And Wazza, you got something
important. Oh, mate, we've got a lot of listeners out there, and sometimes, you know, it's not always manned,
yep.
The studio, so we can't take calls, but we get a lot of messages, and I just got one. I did promise him I'd give him a shout-out, and he was getting a bit upset that I might not have.
you forgot about him.
My good mate, Dredgy. Good morning, Dredgy. Thanks for tuning in for once. Hopefully you got it on in the lunch heads and everyone's listening.
I thought he was on the phone just then. I was like, oh, g'day, mate.
We got a call in.
I'll FaceTime him. Shout out to Dredgy. He's one of the best in the industry. You know, he was a delegate for a long time and he's one of the worst Peggies I've ever met. So good on you, mate. I hope you have a good day. Dino, make sure he doesn't work too hard.
Good bloke, mate.
And you met him yesterday, Herks.
I did, yes. I met the great man yesterday for the first time. Heard so much about him, and it was all true. So, shout out to Dredgy. The talks were terrible.
Oh, mate.
Was a piss on the
floor? He's a good Peggy. He certainly does not leave the sheds in a poor way. So, he couldn't handle it if he did. But, yeah, if you really get to know him, you'd probably change your mind about the man. He's a bit of a sicko.
Yeah, he's a character, right? God love him. So, no, he's awesome, mate. And obviously, just on touching on other notes or other things, should I say, obviously, Next Gen, there was about bloody 100 of the boys down there. Darcy were down there. All of us were down there doing what we do. And Gus and Josh, you were up the front, obviously presenting a few different things. Obviously, the finance, Simply Finance, come down and obviously gave their spill and so forth. We had, obviously, a few other people critique and do a few things as well, which was awesome. So it was a very well received meeting. There was no chairs, people had to stand, so it was a really good turnout. It was good to see a younger generation, even another generation coming through now, that'd be around the 20, 25 sort of mark of age.
Yeah, so, that was for sure.
You know, a lot of fresh faces there too, which was really good to see.
Yep.
And a lot of, and some old ones, but
it's funny talking about the next, like, it's next gen in the next generation. And like, I remember going to branch meetings and stuff when, you know, we were obviously a bit younger, and you got the Brunos and Nazas in the room, and you really feel like a little pup, like these old stalwarts of this industry. And now you're looking around the room and you're feeling old because they're getting younger and younger.
Look at my hair, I'm almost turning to Paddy.
It's a great thing to see, and it's great to see new faces turning up. It was well attended, it was well delivered. As we discussed, we're probably looking at having one out in Narre. The next one's in Geelong. So, again, getting around Victoria, I'll put the GoPro on and do a couple of tours.
Yeah, but, don't worry, I'll be the layman brother with you. I'll come down to the Geelong one as well. So, it's always a good turnout there, the Sticky Floor pub across the road afterwards.
Jeez, it's like a time warp.
A few punch ons, a bit of this, bit of that, right? You've got to have your wits about you.
No, it was a good meeting. Simply Finance, they obviously came out and informed the members on sort of services they offer, especially to the membership, which was good.
Actually really impressive.
Yeah,
sort
I think
of
I'll get a few phone calls, so I might pick the phone up myself.
Get another caravan, mate.
Home office.
Try and get that one through to the keeper.
I'm sure we'll make it work, but anyway. That was a good report back, obviously, in relation to Next Gen. Obviously, Ryan, as he's a new delegate, he stood up, you know, said his bits and pieces, as we do. We congratulated him. All that sort of stuff. Obviously, congratulated Heidi as well on her marriage and all that sort of stuff. She had the Plumbers Union flag, very proud at her
wedding. And the recips all with the wedding cake.
Oh, wasn't that a treat?
So
she
good.
Cut into a wedding cake with a reciprocator saw. And she had the Plumbers Union flag very proudly presented at her wedding. So good on you, Dale. And that's a really good effort. And congratulations once again.
Congratulations, Heidi.
But in saying that, guys, is there anything else we want to touch on? Because we're getting towards the end of the show, obviously. So we're going to wind up in a minute.
Joffa. I haven't given you a shout-out for a while.
Oh, no. I saw Joffa yesterday.
Where is he? He needs to come on the show again.
I saw him after work. You want to talk about people that are fading away. That man's looking very fit. Working on the tools is helping him out.
Maybe he turned we up both to need the pub, to do it then.
He had one quick beer and had to take off.
Wow.
Mate, he's looking thin.
Good on you,
and
Jeff.
And his face was covered in dirt, so I knew he'd been working.
Wow.
How good is that? Just make sure you put the...
his hands are covered in blisters.
I won't slag you. I got some complaints last time I slagged people. Good on you, Joff.
Nah, I love you, Joffa.
Nah, who cares?
Slag just one beer?
Hey?
Just one
That's
beer?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Nah, 100%. Just the one and off he went.
Yeah. Far out, good effort.
Yeah.
He's in demand.
Yep.
He's in demand.
Oh, we'll make sure he's obviously a delegate soon. But anyway, and so that, guys, it's towards the end of the show. We'll get the next crew coming in. So cheerio and be safe, be well. And
see you in a fortnight, listeners.
That's exactly right.
Make sure you subscribe.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast, produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.